And then they left, and they was in wonder. Can you imagine these disciples, hallelujah, had walked with Jesus for 3.5 years, and they still didn't believe it. He told them, he said, Son of Man, let me read the scripture. He said, this is what the angel said. He's not here. He's risen. Remember how he spake unto you when you were yet in Galilee? Remember he told you? Saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified. You know what crucified means? You know, just a real simple word, put to death. Dead. You're not living. You're not moving. You're dead. And Jesus was put to death. Amen. And the third day rise again. He told them that. The third day, said, after 3 days, I'm going to get up. Wonder why would he get up after 3 days? Because that's all it took to accomplish resurrection. That's all, let me say it a different way. That's all it took to pay the penalty for sin so he could be resurrected. That's all it took, 3 days. And when he stayed in there for 3 days, divine justice, the claim that justice required, was paid in full. When you pay a claim, when you pay something in full, you can't make a person keep paying for something paid off. Haven't you had a contract with somebody, a bill, a note, and you paid it off in full? Did you continue to go down and pay on it? No, you got the receipt. They wrote you a receipt. It's clear. Jesus paid the debt, sin debt, completely, in full, and gave you the receipt. You said, did he? It is. Paid in full. Paid in full. So, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What does resurrection mean? What does resurrection mean? The reign of death has ended over this created man. Man, a woman that's born again, the reign of death is ended, over with, done. Death is ended. Cannot control you, rule you any longer. You don't have to fear it, don't have to be afraid of it, because it's been conquered. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, for there is one that is among the human race that has conquered this death. Hallelujah. There's one among this human race has conquered death, hell, and the grave, and brought the life of God back to mankind. Ooh, that's why you see me jumping and you see the children running. I know some of y'all looking, what in the world are they doing? I mean, when you know the truth, I mean, it's time to celebrate.
Hallelujah.
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 I don't have to have a feeling to say something. Because I believe something first.
Amen.
And I know that I'm alive. Jesus is not just in heaven, but he's on the inside of me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he lives on the inside of me every day. Every born again believer, Jesus lives on the inside.
Yes, Lord.
So he conquered death, hell, and the grave. And he came and made his home on the inside of us. In doing so, a new race of people is upon this earth.
Yes,
can you say, thank you, Jesus? There's a new race of people. I know people are arguing about races and colors and all of these things, trying to get equal rights. Bless God, I got heavenly rights. I got born again rights. I got a Holy Ghost rights. I got sonship rights. Hello, somebody. And because I have that right, I rule and reign in my domain. Come on now. I know there's a lot of stuff. You know there's a lot of stuff going on between races and countries and nations, right? But bless God, they don't trouble my domain. Why? Because I got a king that is above all others. You said trouble on that? Yeah, trouble show up, but it never overcome. Why? Because the greater one lives on the inside of me. And when I put to work the power of God that lives on the inside of me, I'm talking about my personal life, he reigns over those situations. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They are called the body of Christ. Jesus is the head of this body. We have dominion and authority over everything that moves upon this earth. I'm going to say that again because y'all didn't hear that. I said we have dominion and authority over everything that moves upon this earth. Hallelujah. I'm going to say it again. Y'all didn't quite get it. I said we have dominion over an authority over everything that moves upon this earth. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. You say, well, trouble got me down. You know how it have you down? Because you just said it. Okay. Jesus said you have what you say. Yes, right. Did you say, you don't never have any trouble? Yeah, but I just don't let it rain. I just don't give it any place. You don't have any trouble? Why? Because Jesus rose victorious over the works of darkness. Amen. Now, here's some things I want to leave with you. We have been commanded to preach and teach and to declare in this earth. Jesus has tasted death for every man. That's why I know I'm not going to die anymore. He died once for me. You received Christ. That means death can't touch you again. Ooh. You know, most people don't have a revelation. That's why they're just so sad about it. But bless God when you know. Death can't come in my house. Amen. Oh, yeah, we're going to all die physically. I'm talking about spiritually. I will never again be separated from my Father. I will never again be separated from my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So listen to what it says in Hebrews 2:9, moving right along. He said in Hebrews 2:9. Hallelujah. 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 Listen to this. But we see Jesus. Aren't you glad? But we see who?
Jesus.
Who were made a little lower than the angel. For what reason? For the suffering of death. Crowned with glory and honor. By the grace of God, do what? Should taste death for every man. If he died for me, I don't have to die. If he died for me, I don't have to die. Hello? I'm going to say it again. If he died for me, I don't have to die. Hallelujah. Because I've been made alive in Christ. Amen. Amen. Romans 6:3. Now listen, he tasted death for every man. Romans 6:3-5. Got to move on. And so I'm going to be done here in just a little bit. Hallelujah. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death.